If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because I want to be great.
And you're not.
I want to be one of the greats. Okay, I'm going to keep pursuing what I'm pursuing. And because I'm doing that, it's going to take up more and more of my time, and I'm not going to be able to spend as much time with you. And even when I do spend time with you, I'm going to be thinking about drumming, and I'm going to be thinking about jazz music and my charts and all that. And because of that, you're going to start to resent me. And you're going to tell me to ease up on the drumming, spend more time with you because you're not feeling important. And I'm not going to be able to do that. And really, I'm just going to start to resent you for even asking me to stop drumming. And we're just going to start to hate each other. And it's going to get it's going to be ugly. And so for those reasons, I'd rather just, you know, break it off clean.
Look, y'all know I did it. I've been talking about it this whole season. Your boy got that PhD, and now I'm about to help you make your milestones a reality. So look, this one's important, guys. This one's important. How do you go from average to great? Look, you got to surround yourself by greatness.
So what I did was, from the people around me, my mentors, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Pryor,
who are all on the walls.
All on the walls.
Yeah.
All on the walls.
So you surround yourself with that.
I surround myself with a constant reminder of who's great.
This is my life, man. Do you know how hard I worked to get here?
There's a time in the military, you have this Army physical fitness test you have to do. It consists of like push-ups and sit-ups and a two-mile run. And a two-mile run is the last portion of it. So you know what your points are after the push-ups and the sit-ups. So if you want to break the record, you know exactly the wrong time you need to the second. And you have a stopwatch, and you're running, and you're at the halfway mark. You know, you got a half mile left and a quarter mile left, and you're looking at your clock, and you know you have a fucking balance of time right now, meaning what's inside you is about to come up. You're about to puke it all out. Everything's shutting down fast. It's like an engine that's just blew the transmission. Everything's about to blow up. Your body's about to blow up. Your body says, stop. We're done. But mentally, you want the fucking record, you know? You want it so bad that you push through it.
When you give everything you got to something, right? I'm talking about blood, sweat, and tears. Everything you got to something, right? The peace in that is not the result or the reward. The peace is the fact that I gave everything I had to it because this is who I am.
Yeah.
So now, even if it doesn't turn out the way I want it to, I didn't go to the NFL.
Yeah.
That was a dream I had since I was 7. It didn't happen, but it was a certain level of peace that resided inside of me because I knew September 9th, 2006, my last tackle, I can honestly say with every fiber of my being, I gave everything I had to.
I'm nervous before I'm going to go speak or something. I got a little thing in my wallet. You're going to die one day, McConaughey. And I'm like, oh, that relaxes me. If I'm going in, complacent, I got another note. I'm telling myself, what you're about to say and do will outlive you. So you better fucking do it well, you know, to get me more on edge.
You have no idea how much for me it's so important to identify exactly what's the number one thing to measure the hungriest person in the room. Number one thing to measure the hungriest in the room. Not number two thing, not number three thing. For example, I was lazy as a kid growing up. My dad would say, why are you so lazy? So I studied the topic of laziness. Why are some people lazy? Because their life is boring. They don't have a target. They don't have something they're going after, right? So laziness is stemmed from boredom, right? If you look at bitter people, why are some people bitter? Why are they so bitter? Because they're not creating anything. They're not building something new. They're not Christian. So they get bitter and upset and agitated about everybody else that's trying to create something, right? Element of bitterness is they're not creating. They're in a state where they're no longer building anything.
Most people who've won big have failed big, okay? You know, see, even you know. And what I promised myself as a little boy, I said, I can never leave the gym knowing I have 5% left. And 5% is magic. It's the magic place where very few people go. You can go there. I'm giving you permission to go there. We have people behind you. If you fall down and drop the weight on the floor, who cares? But if you make it, I care. I want that. I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Anything. Right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
But I think the wake-up call is important, but it's not the key. I think you have to take care a little bit of your body, but without obsession. If you start today, you're going to have benefits in the future. Doesn't matter the time. What is important, it's what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
What you want. You want to live a good life? Yes. I like to drink. I like to eat a burger. Okay. You're going to pay the bill in the future.
But for me, I was somebody who believed in it and somebody who believed in the process of getting there. I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight, like I said before. But every little small thing that we did was a small stepping stone in order to even be able to have that chance and that opportunity to do what I did in 2008. So, you know, when I say from 2002 to 2008 was basically trial and error. So for me, in 2002, that's really when I started amping up my event schedule, where I was swimming 4 to 5 individual events and having a couple relays at Pan Pacs, World Championships, major international competitions throughout that time frame.
Why are you frustrated? Why are you angry? Like, for real, why are you bitter? But I get it now. I get it. Like, everything about you, we've been talking about it. You're powerful beyond measure. And I get it. Like, for real, I finally get it. I know why you angry. I know why you bitter. I know why you pissed off. Like, I get it. I know why you're not living life to the fullest. I finally get it. You were born phenomenal. Listen to me. You were literally born phenomenal. Like, the whole process. For those of you who've never heard me say this before, like, there are like 5 million options in the womb. We're not talking about one sperm cell and one egg. There are 5 million options. And out of 5 million options, you made it. Like, your whole, the process from the beginning, before you even came out, was phenomenal. Like, I don't know if you've ever studied that process, right? That, like, that 9-10 month process, that 40-week process, like, you're phenomenal. Everything about you is phenomenal. You were born phenomenally, and I get it. I know what the problem is.
Close your eyes. Go back to when you were a kid. Well, close your eyes right now. Are you the kid hero right now? The kid inside of you, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever age you are, when you were a kid, big dreams, big aspirations, anything's possible, every window's wide open to you. Have you let that shut? Or do you still believe it? If you now as an adult turn back to the kid at 8 years old, the same person, is that kid proud of you? Is that kid saying, that's who I want to be? If not, open your eyes and fix the motherfucker. Supremacy, the dictionary says, a superior state, overriding current authority, power, or status in the walk of life you're in. That's a third-party subjective nature, third-party agreement that this person is superior to others.
And so I found great strength in suffering. Great strength in it, because why? Through all of that, it started to callous my mind over the victim's mentality. This whole thing about suffering, yeah, it sucks really bad. Really, really bad. But we all live on this side of suffering. On this side. This nice box that's very comfortable, that we know when everything is going to happen. We're in it. It's good. We know how everything's going to turn out. It's those few people who are willing to go on this side of suffering. And once they get through that, ask him how he feels now. His mind. How far he grew. In that short period of time, he grew so much more than the normal person, because he was willing to go outside himself. Because on the other end of suffering is greatness.
I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I can eat a hamburger or chips, or it doesn't matter. And it's important too for your mind too. Sometimes I sleep 2 o'clock in the morning, because last night I was in UFC. Here in Saudi, and the main event, it's 2 o'clock. Yes, it's quality of life too. Yeah. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future.
Listen to me. I changed my whole life right? I went from being average to good to great to trying to be phenomenal by doing what? Look, I'm trying to be with phenomenal people. So I had to make a commitment. Come on. I had to make a commitment to greatness. My schoolwork had to be great. My timing had to be great. Listen to me very closely. I had to make a commitment to greatness. Are you hearing me? Listen, that's all you got to do, guys. Make a commitment to greatness. I made a commitment. My time became great. My preparation became great. My process became great. Every single thing I did, I committed to greatness. So do me a huge favor, guys.
People say, wow, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry. You may be hungry to go eat lunch. You may be hungry to go have dinner. Fine, I'll give that to you. You ain't hungry to compete in the marketplace. Because a person who's hungry, this is how they work. I was watching an interview earlier of Musk years ago. He said, I don't recommend you wanting to be like me. He says, because you don't know how many hours I work. You don't know what it's like to be thinking about wanting to win. You don't know what it was like every night going to sleep, you know, thinking Tesla's about to go out of business. When people say, hey, you think Tesla stock's gonna go down, it's gonna go up, it's gonna go down, it's gonna go down, it's gonna go up. But as long as Musk is behind it, he is so flipping hungry, which is urgent. He's so urgent about executing things now that no matter what he touches, it's gonna grow because today, he's hungry.
How can it be good when you lose a loved one? And that's definitely a tough question. And I almost replied, no, it isn't good. There's nothing good in death. And then I started to remember the people I've lost throughout my life, the memories of them, the experiences, the fun, their unique personalities, and everything they'd given me, not only in their life, but in their death.
Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable. But we need this moment of us.
But if you could combine your technology with your parents and your grandparents' work ethic, your could be rich. You could be rich, man. But you cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You gotta take the stairs. Y'all gotta start getting gritty, man. I hate it when I see young people wasting their time, wasting all this technology got, just bull. Just sitting around in this world that's been created for you, that everything is instant.
And so if God said, ain't this your time? We done with it? All right, cool, what's next?
Yeah.
But the pain and regret would be if I went to make that tackle, didn't give everything I had to it, I get injured, life has changed, and now I got to carry a burden of, man, what if I gave everything I had to? Yeah. Because people are amazing, man. Like, people are talented, skillful, brilliant. Like, people are so gifted.
Yeah.
Right? But people very seldom give everything they got to something. And so they walk around with regret. They walk around with bitterness. They walk around with all these different things when things don't turn out the way that they wanted to because they didn't give everything they had to it. And it's like, bro, the price of discipline, pain and regret. Like, just be disciplined and go at it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't turn out, the reward is you got peace.
Yeah.
That you gave everything you had to it.
A royal priesthood, a chosen generation, like everything about you is great. But the problem is you have consciously chosen to be average. I get it.
I get it, like innately, everything about you is great. Everything about you is phenomenal, but you've consciously made a decision to be average. You are average in school. You are average at your workplace. Like everything you do is average, and not because it's average, but because you made a decision. You made a choice to be average. Why? Because the people around you are average. Or maybe you grew up in an average environment or went to an average school or you work for an average company, and so you've decided to go against who you are.
In order for that third party to say an individual is superior, the individual must believe in the first person narrative that they are superior before anyone else buys the fact they are superior. A belief must be so strong for a third party to buy that. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest team worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you fucking hate where it is. There is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore. I gotta go this way.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
I know that, Dan, but I think if we continue down this road, it's going to be too detrimental for the kids. It's just too hard.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world, at least change their world. And I think that, so a very close friend of mine did all the Olympic teams, nutrition and supplementation stuff for a country overseas. And he said, you know the difference between champions and everyone else? And I was like, what? And he said, everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? And he said, they have it backwards. He said, it's what do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. And so in dealing with the gold medalist, he's like, they just never stop. They just can't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal. And so finding that thing, and they approach everything in their life that way. And I think that that level of obsession around like everything that you touch on a daily basis is required for really getting to where you want to go.
Your ability to set goals and to make plans for their accomplishment is the master skill of success. This ability developed through practice will do more to assure your eventual success than anything else you ever learn. The 10-90 rule says that the first 10% of time that you spend planning and organizing will often account for 90% of the value of the entire process.
Even in death, there is good. First of all, I was lucky to have that person in my life. Even if it was only for a short time, too short of a time, but at least I got that. Those unforgettable moments, those precious moments. At least I got those, and I got to experience those times to know the beauty of their personality, their attitude, their outlook on the world. They were all unique, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that I had to interact with them, even if it was just for a short amount of time.
Clarity is the starting point of great success. And second, write it down in detail and set a deadline. Set sub-deadlines if necessary. Determine the additional knowledge, skills, and abilities you will need to achieve your goal and how you're going to acquire them. Determine the obstacles and difficulties that you will have to overcome to achieve your goal and organize them in the order of size and importance. Determine the people and groups and organizations whose help you will require and decide what you will have to do for them to earn their assistance.
And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. It's the belief
that supremacy exists. There's so many examples in the Olympics, and every day we see the common man with the odds against them overcoming what people thought could never happen. And probably he didn't even think it. But there he stands, victorious, and a role model to all of us. Like, oh my God, we wouldn't be him. But before he was him, he was us. What got him there was an undying belief. And every drop of sweat that came out, and every pain and ache and everything else, was just a telltale sign that he's getting closer and closer to that dream that we were when we were kids of being a reality.
Okay, so we have to understand the external standard keeps us average. The internal one is the one that makes us elite, all right? It's the bare minimum to live up to what other people expect of you. And you will look crazy. You will look obsessed. You will look like you're doing things that are beyond the reasonable expectation. And that's because you are, because greatness is rare. All right. And when you're living to these other standards that people put on you, you have to understand that that's their ceiling. They're trying to get you to operate in a way that produces the result that they want.
There are two type of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate. I prepare myself not to win because I know that I'm going to win. I want to win in fashion. I want to dominate. I want to maul people. I want people to be entertained. I want people to be like, wow, I'm happy that I spend the money this Saturday night going watch this guy. This is what I want.
You feel can't nothing stop you. You gifted, you talented, you skillful, you brilliant. And I remember an elder said to me one day, always be willing to challenge and reevaluate what you think you know to be true. Right? And I'm like, okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Right? I got you. He's like, no, always be willing to challenge and reevaluate what you think you know to be true. Don't become a victim of your own talent. You could be so skillful, so gifted, so talented. You could be the cat that can roll out of bed, do something that not a lot of other people can do.
Yeah.
But sooner than later, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
That's the trick of life.
Yeah.
Right? You YOLO, you living, yeah. You good. People tell you, oh, do your thing. Right? You got skill sets, you got gifts, you got talents and abilities that can help you get out of problems, help you overcome adversity and opposition. But the trick of life is, if you're not growing with your gifts, your talent, and your ability, sooner or later, your advantage is going to become your disadvantage.
So that's why you go to the basketball games. I got it now. That's why you spend hours watching your favorite athlete, right? Right? Because when you watch them, there's something about you that's attracted to that greatness, because there's something in you that's great. So that's why you watch him, because it's easier to watch him reach greatness than it is for you to put in sweat, blood, and tears to become great. That's why I got it now. That's why you buy all the magazines and you're looking at homegirl on the magazine, right? I got it now. Because it's easier to look at her and get motivated and pumped up, and you feel something inside. What do you feel? You feel that greatness and that phenomenal you stirring up. That's why you put those headphones on and you just shut the whole world out and you listen to your favorite artists. You're listening to them sing or you're listening to them rap, and deep down inside, you hurt when you listen, because it should be you.
Tomorrow may never happen. The deal that you were gonna close may never happen because you waited till tomorrow. So 2021, I can guarantee you one thing. Anybody in your circle that has been the same person, if you look at any of your best friends that you've been hanging out with, they've been the same. If one of them changes, and by the end of 2021, you say, hey man, what happened to you? It's something different about you. He or she may not even know what changed, but I can guarantee you what changed about them that they may not even know. They became more urgent, because hungry people who are truly hungry, they're just more urgent than everybody else in the game, period.
To find real permanent peace and enlightenment, you must go to the dark side of who you are. I could have easily just shoved my whole life under a rug and went straight to peace. Are you happy there? You overcame nothing. You jumped hell. You skipped hell. You forego this part of your life. You skip it and go right to peace. So you always have this thing back here that's haunting you, and that's that darkness. You must go into the darkness to truly find that light that you're looking for, because that's what's on the other side of that. People get it all wrong, man. You have to face suffering. You have to face this dark side, this darkness. And there's a lot of energy in there. There's a lot of goodness in there that you can use to find greatness.
But you cannot find your peace you're looking for in yourself until you've overcome yourself.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do. And to your point about, you had the five things that you told your team. The one that we have is, originally it was something that we called one of one.
First thing I would say is, well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you don't, you're setting yourself up for a miserable life. Life is... Look, man. If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary.
You are attracted to greatness because greatness is all in you. But it's easier to watch greatness. It's easier to go see greatness than it is to put in the time, to put in the energy, to discipline yourself, to sacrifice. It's easier. And so that's why you average. And so you're frustrated because you're not living like you should live. No, you don't have what you should have. You're not being who you should be. And so that's why you don't want to wake up in the morning. That's why you pissed off with Monday, because Monday is the day that you're supposed to go mold and shape and create your greatness. That's why you like Friday. I get it. Because Friday, you get to chill. You don't have to face yourself on Friday. You don't have to face yourself on Saturday or on Sunday. That's the day that everybody is partying. Everybody's drunk. Everybody gets to forget that they didn't become who they were supposed to come during the week. That's why.
And but people don't want to go through the process of focus, of teaching yourself how to truly focus. This is where my message gets lost. It gets lost because I may say, you know, MF or F, or, you know, I may be, because that's the passion that comes out of me, because that's, it takes everything for me to learn a sentence. So when I speak about David Goggins, I can't speak about David Goggins in a way that's just calm and cool. Because when I wake up, I know the journey that it takes for me to find my greatness, and it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, oh, I wake up and I just do this or I do that, or it just, no, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the tempo will rise, the passion will come out, because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being.
Because I think there are a lot of people who are very talented who can make it there. There are very few people who can deal with the pressure and the stress that happens when we're there. So that's why I say we had to make sure that we were physically, emotionally, and mentally ready, because I had to be ready to be able to kind of manage my emotions through that week. Yeah, winning a gold medal is absolutely incredible. There's nothing better than standing on the podium listening to your national anthem play after you had just won a gold medal. But for me, I'm somebody who I knew that I had 7 other events after the first day. So I have to throw that in the back of my head. I got to throw that race out. Even though if I, you know, even like in 08, I broke world record, won gold, you know, won my first gold medal. Like, I was like, cool, like things are starting really well. So I have to put that behind me to then get ready for the next race.
Life is how blessed we are to have every day to learn and to grow and to laugh and to live. To live every day with purpose and with passion, to wake up in the morning and be thankful. Thankful for that morning and thankful for the opportunity to go out into the world and live.
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of. But all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day. And I hope I inspire people all around the world to just be themselves, be humble, and be grateful for all the blessings in your life. And I'm truly honored to be your MVP this year.
See, you have this opportunity. All of us have opportunities in life. And it's gonna require a decision that we have to make to go for it or to stay still. So having this opportunity is like standing on a cliff with this gift God got for you packed on your back in a parachute pack. Now, while you're standing on this cliff, you see people soaring by, going on vacations, having a summer home, opening a business, climbing the corporate ladder, being what they've always wanted to be, getting a job or the career of their dreams. You see people, there's a neighbor down the street, they get a new car every 2 years. How the hell are they getting a new car every 2 years? What are they doing down there? You know, and you see all of this, people just sailing by. Because they jumped. The only way you get to sail by with your parachute is you have to jump.
There's a photo I have of me running when I was in the military, crossing the finish line. I finished 4 seconds faster than I wanted. But as I'm finishing it, they have a bucket right there next to it, trash can, a puke bucket. And I'm running past it, throwing up. I threw it up, yeah. But you know what? I was pretty drained. I put myself to the limit and beyond, almost unhealthy. Within hours, I was back again. And inside, I knew I gave it my all. I gave it everything.
And if you're not skillful enough, if you're not resilient enough, it could be fatal.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you not to enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah. Live it up. You should. It's a gift. Yeah. It's beautiful. But always understand on the other side of that, it has to be a certain level of gratitude because life is fleeting.
Yeah.
Right? Life is short. Even in its totality, life is short. And so for me, when I speak to young people, it's always like, man, give everything you got. Live it up.
Yeah.
But always understand it should be a level of gratitude because even us, we woke up today blessed, grateful, but somebody that woke up today, they're not going to live to see the night.
Yeah.
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. It takes that misunderstanding of people, and they'll never get it because they were never David Goggins. So that is what it takes for me to do what I do. It may take you something differently. So for me, everything has to be in the studying. Everything has to be into this. Everything has to be in everywhere I am. It has to be there. Me, focused where I am. That's why you're my second podcast I've done since Rogan, since the book came out. I don't have time for that shit. Because if I want to be great, I'm not trying to maximize money or maximize people knowing me. I do these things because maybe someone out there will understand me and get it and say, I can grow from this guy. And others just won't.
Most people care about themselves and they don't care about you. They want you to function in a way that gets their job done without actually creating greatness in you, okay? So you have to understand, dude, if you let their standards become your bar for success, you can never be great. You'll never find out what you're actually capable of. You will live an average life with an average income, with an average everything, and that might be okay for you. That might be what you want, but that's not going to create greatness, all right? If you keep looking for someone to tell you to do more or to do extra or to hold you to a standard, you're not going to become great, dude. It's going to have to come from inside you. You have to understand that this is really what you're about and it's really what you want because nobody else is going to hold you to this.
I love what I do.
And I have that passion on me. And I love what I do, and I enjoy it. And I'm that kind of man. I'm that kind of person, say, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do 100%.
Yeah.
No in the middle, no 90%, no. I'm 100%. I always try to do my best and try to do my everything. And I think because I love what I do.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. So if you don't have the mindset that you are the best reporter ever, then you already failed. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on a basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best to do what I do. And that'll give me a shot at being the best.
But one of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp, that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that, to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be.
If you could have what you needed and wanted, what would it be? What sort of friends would you have? What would your family relationships look like? How would you conduct yourself with your children? How would you educate yourself? You need to think through how it is that your life could be properly arranged if you had that ability. And then you can aim at that. And the funny thing is that if you do posit a goal of that sort and work towards it, you will move towards it. The goal will change because you'll learn things along the way.
When you become great, it's not enough to dream it and talk about the idea. When you become great, it's not enough to write it down on a board somewhere. It's not enough to get a fancy planner. It's not enough to go to some workshop and invest money into it. When you become great, you're not satisfied until it's actualized, until you walk in it, until you sleep in it. Listen to me, until you possess it, until you have it. And so when you are great, you're willing to put in the time, the energy, the effort. You're willing to make whatever sacrifice. You're willing to do whatever you gotta do because you're great. So listen to me, stop dreaming, stop talking about it, stop writing it down, and become great. And listen to me, when you become phenomenal, this is so deep about phenomenal, when you become phenomenal, not only are you doing what you wanna do, you've empowered other people to do it.
I have a life of convenience now, but in order to get the life of convenience, you gotta have a very uncomfortable life. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Stop trying to do everything the short way. Stop trying to figure out the easy way, because the ain't gonna happen. I got news for you, man. It's not happening, young people. You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're gonna ask somebody for some money. He gonna tell you no. But at least then, when I see somebody trying and I tell them no, I try to at least give them something else. See, I'm not gonna hand you a fish sandwich. I'll teach you how to fish.
What's the other option? There is no other option. It's a life forgotten, man. In the acting world, if I go to the audition, I have a fucking chance of getting a part. If I don't go to the audition, I'm out of the game. I know the outcome, nothing. Show up. Even if you get knocked on your ass, show up. At least you have a possibility, you have a chance. You have a voice of doing something with your fucking life. Believe that that supremacy exists. Believe it within you. Because every motherfucker that has ever achieved it had to believe it when everyone else said it wasn't possible. They said it fucking was. And there they stand. Boom, did it, bitch. Your turn. No longer are we gonna accept rhymes and society's rhyme the reason that we are average.
Make a detailed plan broken down by activity and organized by priority and sequence. What is most important? What must be done first? What must be done before something else is done? Perhaps the most important is to take action on your plan immediately. Do something every day to move you toward your most important goal. Get going and keep going. At each stage of your life, whenever you're confronted with the need to make new choices, to set new goals, sit down and think through them using these 7 steps. Always think on paper and always be willing to revise your plans when you get new information. Keep working on your plans until they're complete and then execute them boldly.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do, do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it. We must be pissed off for excellence. Because last night I was moved to tears. That can happen. And it doesn't happen until you show up. And when you show up, you give it all you have. And if you fall and stumble, you fall forward. You don't fall backwards.
There were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. And I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar. Because we all know that is far from the truth. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end when you're getting ready for a presentation or the end of the year or this or that, whatever event you're leading up to. It's going to make it so much easier. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Realizing that the only thing that makes me quit is not the muscle fatigue, it's the mental fatigue that makes me quit everything in life. So I became a practitioner of the mind. The mind's a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows your fears.
Right.
It knows your insecurities. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win until you reprogram it. It will always win until you fucking reprogram it. Because the mind controls you. Why is that? It's your fucking mind. It's your mind. Because all those things that happen to you in your life, all those bad things, all those things that you blame other people for, they're now yours to own. You got to figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box.
Death is horrible, and death is wretched, and death is cruel, and death isn't fair. And I don't know why the best people seem to get taken from us first. But the fact is, death is inescapable. There is no way out. And death, in that, death is part of life. And like the contrast between the darkness and the light, without death, then there is no life. And the people that I've lost, they taught me that.
I've been around you my whole life, so I know how bad you want this, and I always believe in you. But trust me when I tell you, you don't want to go to the place you're about to go.
It's hell down there, and you don't even know if you'll be able to pull yourself back up.
Okay. Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
You have to understand, greatness does not come from doing what you're supposed to do. It also doesn't come from being like everybody else. It doesn't come from, you know, living the life that everybody else wants you to live. It comes from you deciding what you actually want and you saying, I am willing to do whatever the fuck it takes to create that, no matter how hard, no matter how long, no matter what I have to go through, I will get there. And then on your day-to-day standard, you have to live to that in your actions. It's not enough to visualize. It's not enough to talk about it. It's not enough to post about it. You have to live it. It has to come from your heart. It has to come from your soul. And you can't worry about what everybody else is going to think about it.
Focus on your priorities.
Yeah.
You understand? Don't focus so many things. And this is what I learned by the time. And I'm going well with my life. To be honest, I enjoy so much more than before, that you start to see the life in a different way.
Hmm.
You know, and people, they will find out better soon than late, you know, to try to make the life more interesting.
Average is gonna suck the life out of you. And so I need you to stop being average. That's why your boy E.T. said, for real, remember what I just told you, average will suffocate you. But when you get to great, you want it as bad as you want to breathe. Same thing. It's just a different concept. When you're average, it suffocates the very life out of you. But when you become great, you want it as bad as you want to breathe. And you're willing to do whatever it takes. So do your boy a huge favor. Listen to me. Be phenomenal. And I told you, I'm going to stop saying be phenomenal or be forgotten. I'm telling you to be phenomenal because you are. Forget about your past, man. I know it was a dark, deep past. I feel you. I've been there, done that. But do me a favor, forget about your past and make the rest of your life the best of your life. And please don't forget, without struggle, I'm not talking to average people no more, good people. I'm talking to the great. Without struggle, there is no progress. So embrace the struggle. And remember that a setback is a setup for a comeback.
People coming home from work late at night, doing the same module every day. 9 to 5, 9 to 5, living for the weekends. 9 to 5, make a little bit of coin. A little bit of coin so they can do what they love with who they love. But the majority of their life is spent in a cubicle doing what they hate next to the motherfucker they hate too. It doesn't make any sense. As time goes on, the windows of opportunities close and they look around like, man, I just had some bad breaks in your life. You know, things didn't work out my way. Bullshit. Take some ownership. Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices. You've connected the dots.
Go out there and fail. Go out there and fail miserably, miserably, miserably. I can't even say the word, miserably. Drop the weight on the ground, toss the weight, but achieve failure. Achieve failure. If you can do that, you can also win. If you can fail, you can also win. And all winners have failed. That's the goal here today, that last 5%.
I am urgent about getting problems solved now, so my business plan is going to be hit. Whatever numbers I got in place, it's going to be hit because I want to get things done now. That's the element of being urgent. You go and assess all your friends and your family and decide who's the hungriest. You'll say, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense, Pat. You know what? That one guy in my life, he freaks like this all the time, and he is so flippin' urgent about things. Exactly. That's how you determine who's the hungriest. So if you're watching this yourself and you're saying, you know what? I think I'm pretty hungry. Show it with your urgency.
If you want to go from average to phenomenal, you got to start hanging around phenomenal people and getting in phenomenal environments. It's your boy E.T. said, if it was easy, everybody would do it. But I know something about you. You have what it takes to be great. So no more excuses. Be phenomenal or you will be forgotten.
I had the title. I had the record that still hasn't been broken yet at that base. That forever lives on. Even though I puked it all, everything, I recovered from that. No one can touch this. That's what I'm talking about, guys. If I were to shut down, you know, and give in, I wouldn't remember that pain anymore. It's a funny story because I have a picture of me puking, but I don't really physically remember the pain of it. I remember the accomplishment of it. So at those times where you're questioning if you have anything left, no, a day from then, a week from then, a month from then, a year from then, you will never remember the discomfort of the pain. You will always remember the pride of the accomplishment. That lives on. That's why pain is temporary. Pride is forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all. Tenfold.
For those that don't have the opportunity, for those that were stolen away by death's cruel hand. For them, I will live. I will cherish their memory, and I will live. So, let's cry no more. Let's mourn no more. Let's remember. But let's not dwell. Instead, let's laugh and let's love and let's embrace and cherish everything that life is and every opportunity it gives us.
Greatness is here, but it ain't on Cam's shoulders no more. It ain't on Farley's shoulder no more. It ain't on Bo Jackson's shoulder no more. Now greatness is on whose shoulder? That's why I wake up every morning at 2 o'clock, 2:30, because I got my mama counting on me. I got my sister counting on me. I got my son and my daughter counting on me. I got a world that gets up every morning and watches me. I got little kids who don't believe that they can do it. When they saw me, they thought now they can do it. So I get up every morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock. Why? Because greatness is upon me. Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you, you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
You know, I got all this shit hanging over my head. But you off trying to start a war with our partners. The nigga diss me every time I see him. Acting like he the one in charge and shit. In Compton, he is the one. You lose. Every time you bite with that nigga, I'm the one that pays for it. And you gonna get off his corners? You gonna leave his people be? Or you the one that's gonna find yourself a new plug?
You don't mean that shit?
The fuck I don't. I built this shit. Me. Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just cause you don't like the way another nigga talk.